You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here. We are wrapping up the show's last hour, hitting the third part of our Triple Dipper. Hey, Copper, go ahead and get my Triple Dipper sound effect ready. I just want to hear it one more time. So you tell me when you got it cued, and I will go right to it. But listen, you folks, you got it? You ready? Play that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
There it is. Three stories you've got to know. Today we've been dealing with three things. So I'm trying to start guiding the show by giving you the three storylines that if you walk away from that day, you are equipped to go and have that water cooler conversation. You're going to sound like an expert, man. You're going to go and your friends are going to say, "What about that thing?" And he goes, "Hey, let me tell you about that thing." And you're going to know all the things about that thing. Well, the three today that we're dealing with are, number one, the nanny state, and the fact that the nanny state is wreaking havoc right now. The nanny state gets in your personal business because it believes that ostensibly it's going to do good things for the general public, and you're going to have to just put up with less liberty and more of their encroachment because they're the nanny state, and they know things. They know things better than you do, and when they do, they make a mess of it, then they blame you because they don't take accountability in the nanny state. That was number one in the Triple Dipper. Number two was the fact that the Afghanistan hearings we've had the last few days, 2 days actually, today, yesterday and today, Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, CENTCOM commander, grilled by both House and Senate Armed Services Committees, they literally wound up giving us some true answers. We found out for a fact that what Biden has said in his interviews and what his press secretary has said, even for that matter, some of what the Pentagon spokesmen and State Department certainly said, it was absolutely not true. Either that or somebody's lying in these hearings. That's been interesting. Now, the third point I want to get to is this. Government shutdown is looming. Spending is out of control. Folks, we are in the process of watching the largest, most expensive piece of legislation in the history of the United States try to come to passage. At the same time, we have the debt ceiling that we cannot afford to continue operating in the manner in which we are unless things are agreed to raise the debt ceiling. So I'm going to try and unpack this for you for a while. But make sure you understand this. The Democrats own all of it. Now, there's some moderate Republicans that need to get a backbone. But for the most part, the Dems own all of it. And they know that. And they are having a freak-out moment right now. Story I'm looking at right now, I just pulled it down off of Newsmax, that President Biden literally canceled some of his plans. You know, it's funny because he doesn't cancel his vacation weekends. He still goes to Delaware to the beach when the world is burning. But he canceled his trip to Chicago to go there and advocate for some, you know, local policies in Chicago and I guess see the new construction for the Obama library. But he canceled his trip to Chicago to stay back here and try to push for his agenda because he knows that if he doesn't get these spending bills, he knows that if the government shuts down because they didn't raise the debt ceiling, that it all falls on him. He knows it. Regardless of what his mental state may be, he knows that because he lived through it as a senator for 40-something years. He knows how that part works. He hadn't led a thing in his whole life, but he knows how that part works. And he also knows, oh, crap, it's going to come back to me. Well, listen, spending is all on the Dems right now. But let's break it down into two pieces, all right? I'm going to spend some time now on the show just talking about spending, and there's two aspects I want to hit. One is this debt ceiling thing. Because I got a whole lot of my folks right here in this audience who are impacted by federal government spending because their jobs are tied to the federal government. Or maybe their benefits are tied to the federal government. We have a lot of veterans. We have a lot of active duty military personnel. We got a lot of defense contractors. We got a lot of people that are out there working at Redstone Arsenal in some capacity or another. They're paid by the federal government. And I'm just very aware of the fact that my audience has got a lot of folks in it who are directly impacted by government shutdowns. But understand this too. Government shutdowns manifest themselves in so many ways that you would not even expect. I mean, when a government shutdown occurs, you see things happen that maybe you didn't even realize. I'll never forget this years ago. This is years ago. When I used, so part of that eclectic resume that I have, I mean, Some would call it a schizophrenic resume. I call it an eclectic resume. But part of, you know, when I first got out of college, I spent the first 10 years post-college in my life working with kids full-time professionally. 7 of those years was in full-time ministry. All right, full-time ministry, working with kids. And one of the things I love to do is take kids backpacking. I'll never forget taking kids on a backpacking trip right after there had been a major storm and we couldn't find the trails because I did not realize that it was something that was maintained through the use of federal funds. And so with the Bankhead National Forest, the trails were obscured to the point that we couldn't even find our trails and we had to just basically use compass and map. And folks, it's amazing when you realize what the government pays for. And then they're threatened with a shutdown. Well, what is a debt ceiling? I mean, what is a debt ceiling? Let me. I'm not an economist. I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But here's the deal: a debt ceiling. So the debt ceiling situation came into play in the year 1917. It was when Congress decided they needed to put a limit on how much could be borrowed to cover government spending. Now we're not talking about forward spending, all right? So keep in mind when I've got this $3.5 trillion. Expenditure bill that Biden wants passed now, that's later. That's what we're talking about is keeping existing government that they've already proved in the past funded for continued operations. That would be those of you that already have a job in the government. That would be those of you that rely upon the government to get paid for the contract work you're doing. That would be those of you that rely upon government services or retiree benefits, all right? So the debt ceiling right now, currently the federal debt, be still my heart. The current federal debt right now is sitting at $28.43 trillion, trillion dollars, all right? Well, this is, like I said, it's entirely about paying the bills that have already been incurred, all right? The standoff right now is this. Lawmakers are fighting over the idea in this polarized environment they've got up there in D.C. right now. They're debating one of the largest government spending packages. They don't want to assist the Biden administration in getting to that point. But the debate about government spending is completely politicized. And raising the debt ceiling is something that Democrats are wanting and Republicans are not. And the Republicans are insisting if the Democrats want to pass their major spending bills, they're not going to get Republican support. And if they want to raise the debt ceiling and incur more debt, they can do that on their own too. So Democrats are having themselves a freak-out moment because they realize they may not get bipartisan support to raise the debt ceiling and borrow more money to pay for existing government functions. Well, that's a pretty awful thing. And when you get down in the weeds on this, it does pose a threat to millions of Americans, that kind of polarization. However, I will say this. I will say it very clearly. I am not in favor of increasing spending. You've got so much waste, fraud, and abuse right now in D.C. funding. So much waste, fraud, and abuse. Every single job in the U.S. government of any type can be preserved, and we can still cut government and not affect anybody's job. We can still cut government and not affect anybody's Medicare. We can still cut government and not affect anybody's Social Security. We can still cut government and not affect our ability to have a national defense. Because we have so much fluff in our government. It is a bloated monstrosity. And the idea that they want to borrow more money to keep the bloating going on is antithetical to common sense. But then again, common sense doesn't always apply in D.C. So let's take a look at some of the things that are saying. So the debt ceiling right now, it caps the amount of money the U.S. government can borrow to pay its debts. Every single year, Congress is supposed to pass a budget, right? And that includes government spending on everything in the world that they do. It's things like, and I said some of it a minute ago, Social Security payments. Here's a new one. This is new. 30 million families right now are receiving President Joe Biden's expanded child tax credit payments. But they're going to keep that? They're going to borrow money to keep that? It's brand spanking new. It's paying people money. It's sending them checks for having kids. How about this? There's U.S. military, there's veterans benefits, there's postal workers and federal employees, there's the U.S. credit worthiness, which could be downgraded if we wind up defaulting, I don't think we will. There's the fact that the market reacts so heavily when the debt ceiling arguments are going on. There's child nutrition programs. There's all kinds of things that are considered to be at risk. And, you know, of course, what's going to wind up happening is the Democrats are going to say that the Republicans are pushing Granny off the cliff. Nothing could be further from the truth. And a government shutdown occurs, by the way, when Congress does not approve a new spending bill. And that's where we are this week. They've gotten all the way down to the point because they couldn't get it done before now because they were too busy doing ridiculous stuff. And so here we are now at the very 11th hour, truly the 11th hour. And they're saying, we got to have more money. We got to borrow. We got to borrow. We got to borrow. Well, you know what they typically do? They typically raise the debt ceiling. Since the debt ceiling system was put in place in 1917, Congress has never not raised the debt ceiling. Yeah, that's how good it is. Congress has voted 80 times in the last 104 years to raise or suspend the debt limit. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let me back up. Let me go back to my facts. I forgot to read my notes closer. Congress has voted 80 times to raise or suspend the debt limit since 1960. Okay, there you go. So listen, the debt ceiling is in place for a reason. It's designed to keep us from going so far into debt that we cannot control it or make a payment on it or get to the point that we're going to default. And keep in mind who owns a lot of our debt, China. But folks, if the debt ceiling is hanging out there as something that has to get done, well, what do you do? Well, so the Democrats have had themselves a freak-out moment, realize it's all going to come back on them. And when we come back from this short break we're about to take, I'm going to tell you, some things changed in the last 24 hours as the Democrats began to panic. They began to panic and they recognized, oh, God, it's all on us. What are we going to do? All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and advise you right now. You're not losing your paycheck before Christmas. It's not going to happen. But we can't keep going into debt more. But I'm going to tell you what they're going to do once again to avert their own impossibly made crisis. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll come back in a minute. We're on point three of the Triple Dipper. We're nailing down the issues related to government spending, and it's out of control, folks. Out of control. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here on the biggest show across North Alabama afternoons because this is the News Talk powerhouse, WVNN. Listen, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM, FM capability for WVNN, which means, like I said earlier, that you're really like getting outside of North Alabama, South Tennessee, well, just know that it doesn't matter where you go. Wherever you are, there we can be, because all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. And click on Listen Live, and matter where you is, there we is. That's why we have listeners in so many other states, all over South Alabama and other places beyond. I'm just saying, man, this show's got an audience that goes way beyond just our AM, FM. And you can also, by the way, go to the same website, rightsideradio.org. And if you missed a segment from the day before, or if you want to repeat a segment or send it to a friend, we download them in sections in podcast form. And you can go and get them like in 20 and 30 minute blocks. And we've had somewhere in the neighborhood of 6,700 downloads in the last 70 days. And that's amazing to me. I mean, it feels like a lot. And then on top of that, too, I'll just say one more thing about this. Rightsideradio.org, you can find out about the show. You can find out about Copper and I. You can see a photo gallery. We got a recommended reading list on there. All the stuff, right? But the other piece of this is if you want to be part of the Right Side team and you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, we got some great advertisers. We got some great supporters of the show. And if you want to be part of that team, all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org and go to the contact points, and you'll find the number for Bobby. He will square you away on how to advertise on this show. So, folks, I'm talking about the spending in D.C., right? And it's amazing. Well, here's what they're planning on doing right now, because they've had themselves a bit of a freak-out moment. Stories breaking just today. I've got one off of CNBC, and the other one, I think, came off Fox Business. That's right, I do span the global operations here trying to gather up stories for you. But as we're looking at it, I'm seeing right now that, first of all, the House is going to wind up voting on a debt, increase of the debt ceiling, a total suspension of the debt ceiling, actually. The House is going to vote Wednesday, it says, to suspend the U.S. debt ceiling, knowing full well it will not pass the Senate. So Democrats are trying to prevent two potential crises. They don't want a shutdown of the government. They don't want us to default. On top of that, they want to get to their spending bills, all right? But they know for a fact it's not going to pass in the Senate. The Senate is completely divided. You are not going to get all of the Democrats, which you have to have all of them, and get it passed. I mean, you'd have to have 50 plus the vice president to make it pass. Good luck with that, because there are a few moderate Democrats who are not for increased spending right now. So what's going to happen? So here I am talking, folks, all of you out there who have federal government paid jobs, those of you that are in the military, whatever the case may be, Redstone Arsenal is replete with those. If you are in that position to understand this, this is what I bet is going to wind up happening over the next few days. And I don't like it in terms of its fiscal accountability, but I recognize it's the facts of what's going to happen. All right, this is what's going to happen. They're going to do what they've done before. Story that I've got right here off of Fox Business, written by a guy named Clyde Hughes. Democrats in Congress, this is breaking today, by the way, this afternoon. Democrats in Congress said Wednesday they have a resolution to keep the federal government funded and avoid a shutdown that would begin at midnight on Thursday. So the potential exists that federal government employees couldn't be told not to come to work on Friday. Some of you already got your warning orders, I guarantee you, because the general, the way they usually handle this is they send out a warning order a week in advance. And they did. I saw a report yesterday that's already been sent out, advising departments to be prepared to shut down beginning Friday. However, they're going to pass what's called a continuing resolution, I guarantee you. The Senate's going to pass a continuing resolution. The upper chamber is going to pass that. They're going to send it over and have it signed by the president, and they're going to get this thing taken another month out. This is the way they play games with money in D.C. You and I don't have that luxury, all right? When you run your household back home, if you don't have enough money, you just recognize you don't have enough money. If you have a credit card and you got to pay a bill, maybe you might use your credit card, but you know that credit card has a limit. You're not allowed to just get a bigger limit. Democrats are looking at doing what they too often play games with in D.C., Republicans and Democrats, technically. They're going to get a continuing resolution. Hey, we're okay. There must be more money. We have more checks. We'll pretend for 30 more days that we can keep doing this, and we'll deal with it then, right before Christmas. Won't that be fun? So I anticipate, folks, you're going to see a continuing resolution that's going to keep the government open for business for at least 30 more days. When we come back from this break, I got to tell you about some of the things they're trying to spend money on. Because even though they don't have enough debt limit to work with, they're going to spend $3.5 trillion more on some freaky stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, we'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and, like we always say, just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm talking spending right now. But before I do that, I got one of my folks on the line I want to go to. Jeff from Indiana's on line four. My brother Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
I'm doing better than the nation is, I guess you'd say. Because I've at least got money in my pocket.
You're paying your bills, huh?
$28 trillion.
Oh, my gosh.
But, talking about government shutdown, what's it going to be like when it actually does shut down because we run out of money?
Can't borrow bankrupt anymore.
I mean, yeah, you can only print money for so long and everything. And think about it. If you're old and ready to retire, and you've got enough money, you think, to retire in your bank accounts, and inflation goes sky high like it did in Venezuela, you haven't got a dime. All gone. Everything you've worked for your whole life has completely disappeared.
It's a great point. So. You know, right now, Jeff, too, right now, inflation's at 5.3% right now. Basically, the ability of a dollar to work for you is less than what it used to be just a few months ago. And so basically, folks are basically, it's like they're earning less because they're having to pay more for everything. And that's a crying shame. Here's one for you. Hey, Jeff, when you're out driving, when you're in your truck hitting the roads, how many times do you see a Dollar Tree store? They're everywhere, aren't they? Dollar Tree's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Dollar General's anyway. Well, they're every couple miles.
Well, the Dollar Tree. Yeah, that's right. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong, but you're right. Dollar General, Dollar Tree. Well, Dollar Tree is that one that tries to keep everything truly at a dollar. They actually came out today and said because of the cost of inflation, they're having to raise everything to at least $1.25. So the Dollar Tree is no longer the Dollar Tree. It's crazy, man. But
it's like I say, what you know, and if this government shutdown, all the government shutdown, they talk about, you know, it laying employees off in there, government employees. If you're a non-essential government employee, it's called vacation because they always go back and retro pay them for the work they didn't even do.
They do. I think the longest government shutdown I remember was like 30 days, and it does make it a little bit scary. If you live paycheck to paycheck, then you're having trouble paying those bills. But you're right. They typically backfill the pay. It's a nut.
You're going to get the money anyway.
Yeah.
it's vacation time. You don't have to work and you get paid.
It's still aggravating to watch it because you and I don't live run our household that way. We couldn't run a business that way, and they run the government that way. It boggles the mind. But hey, Jeff, thanks, man. I appreciate you as always. You be safe out there on the roads. That's Jeff from Indiana, one of our regular callers. Jeff, you take care, buddy. Hey, listen, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. What are you thinking? The Triple Dipper today has covered a number of items. What do you think about Nanny State? I mean, do you see the Nanny State? Am I overreacting? I don't think I am, but if you think so, call and tell me. What about the Afghanistan hearings, which got pretty like some surgical strikes there done by the military against other aspects of government, even the Biden administration? Putting it out there and saying, no, that's not what, I don't care what he says, we told him. SecDef even says, yeah, we told him. And Biden says, they didn't tell me. And Jen Psaki says, well, some told him. What's the story then? Who's lying? Somebody's lying. And then the third one we're talking about is government spending. So yesterday, Copper and I were talking a little bit about some of the things that are in this $3.5 trillion spending package. So we got two issues on government spending right now. The freak out in D.C. with the Democrats is this. Number one, they don't want a government shutdown hung around their necks because they're in charge of all of it. They own every bit of it. And those who's in charge is those who bears the responsibility. And so if a government shutdown occurs on Friday, guess who wears the responsibility hat? It's them. All right, so the Dems are having a freak out about the government shutdown. They want the debt ceiling raised. They know they probably can't get it raised by Thursday. I hope it's not going to get raised at all. But the end result's going to be they have to spend money to keep the government afloat and keep people employed. So they're going to pass what's called a continuing resolution. And they're going to keep things going for 30 more days. But the other freakout they've got right now is that President Biden has hung his entire domestic agenda in two bills. His entire domestic agenda is in two pieces of legislation. And one of them is for $1.3 trillion. The other one's for $3.5 trillion. Some say the true cost of it is more like over $5 trillion. It's filled up with stuff like, well, Jason Chaffetz has an article in Fox News, and he says it covers things like free college, free childcare, free medical and dental and vision benefits, universal pre-K, and the president is saying now that it's going to cost zero. It's going to cost zero. No, it's not. It's going to cost a lot. It's going to cost trillions of dollars, and they're going to have to raise taxes. So his ability to say zero is because they're going to raise new taxes to pay for it. That's ungodly way to run government. But the things that are in this bill, oh my gosh, they're awful. And I'm going to come right back to him in a second, because Jason Chaffetz, by the way, says, it goes back to my Nanny State thing, right? He says if Biden and the Dems get their $3.5 trillion cradle-to-grave welfare state, that America is going to be just that, a welfare state. I got Brian from Huntsville on line five. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams here on Right Side. What's on your mind, man?
Well, I'm curious, in that same statement where Biden said he didn't recall, but at the beginning of it, when they said they needed 2,500 troops, he said, it was split. So did he forget by the end of that same interview, just a few moments later to the end of it, and then he didn't recall? If so, his dementia is worse than we thought. because otherwise it's a flat-out lie, and he contradicted himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, great point. And that's what Jen Psaki was trying to grab hold of. Well, he used the word split at one point, meaning he was getting advice from different locations. Not from the military guys. They were pretty clear. We told him, maintain a troop presence, period. And but you've seen it, Brian. I mean, when he's doing an interview, sometimes he can't even find the right words, even on teleprompter. And so you just wonder, how's the man doing? I don't know. But hey, Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good point. The Biden himself did say the word split and then later on said nobody. So which was it? And then Jen Psaki said split, but yet the military personnel said nobody. The military personnel, by the way, are now throwing the Secretary of State completely under the bus, saying that he botched the Afghan withdrawal or the evacuations. It's been something to watch. Hey, Copper. My friend Copper.
Yes.
So the $3.5 trillion spending bill. Do you remember us talking about what was in it yesterday?
Yes, unfortunately.
What was your favorite part? Do you recall a part of it that like stood out to you as like, oh my gosh, that's in the bill?
I still can't believe that they're trying to make fees for you driving.
Yes.
Let's say electric cars become affordable enough that pretty much anybody can get them. Well, who does that hurt the most? It hurts the poorer people who have to live further out in the city because they can't afford this stupidly high cost of city living. And so now they're going to get a fee for the larger distance they have to drive to work?
Yes, they would.
Ridiculous.
And by the way, you know how they do that? You know how they monitor it? They have to be allowed to have an inspection of your vehicle.
Ugh.
Either one of two things has to happen. Either A, you're going to be required to have vehicle inspections in every state to check your mileage, or B, they're going to do what some insurance companies do, which, by the way, don't ever do this. They're going to install a chip in your car that they're allowed to remotely access that tells them how many miles you've driven. But you know what's going to happen with that? Here's lawyer Phil talking for a second. If you install that chip in your car and that chip tells them how many miles you've driven, it's also going to wind up telling them how fast you drove. It's going to tell them any number of things about your starts and stops. And then what's going to happen is this. You're going to have an accident one day, and you're going to call your insurance company, and you're going to say, I had an accident. I need to have a coverage under my policy. And they're going to say, oh, in the fine print on page 973, it says here that we first get to access your chip in your car. Would you please download that to the website at so-and-so, at which point they'll decide you were driving too fast, and they'll refuse the claim because they can see that you were exceeding the recommended speed limits. I'm just telling you, this is the kind of thing that big government does. The nanny state gets in your business, and it winds up making things worse. But this $3.5 trillion spending package, Copper's right. It has stuff in there about, you know, how they're going to pay for things like roads. Oh, I know. Here's an idea. Let's charge them by the mile. It's a driver's fee. One of the other things they're looking at doing is they're giving the IRS expanded capabilities to be able to see into your bank accounts and to assess your income on their own, not your reported income, but their assessment of your income. And they will then help determine your tax liabilities. Regardless of what you think you owe, they'll decide what you owe. It's like being audited without being audited. And I will say this, thankful for Senator Tuberville again, who has come out and said, no, we're fighting that. You take that out of the bill. Other things it's got in this $3.5 trillion spending package, things that should just like hurt your feelings to hear that somebody even thought this is worthy of legislation. Copper, don't you remember? Tree equity. It's a special tree planting program. $3 billion for a tree planting program that puts a priority on projects that increase tree equity.
So are all trees considered equal, or are the ones that purify the environment considered higher class trees and get preferential treatment?
Yes. I mean, I look at that and think, do blooming trees, do hardwoods rank over pines? Do blooming trees or as opposed to other, you know, longleaf pines, do they get different credit than non-longleaf pines? And then do you have to have short bark, long bark, hard bark, soft bark? What's the deal? I don't know. No, actually, tree equity, being silly there, but tree equity, which is silly in itself, means they're going to look around. They're going to find out where there's where there are hard cityscapes that are deplete of trees, and they're going to decide that tree equity means we need to spend billions of taxpayer dollars to go plant trees in cities where they cut them down to build the cities. So you don't have enough greenscape in your city. Whose fault is that? Maybe it's the city, but the federal government's going to decide, we understand tree equity, and we're going to spend $3 billion for a tree planting program so that we have tree equity. Here's the other thing they're doing. They're creating an entire corps of activists. They're going to call it the Civilian Climate Corps. Wow, this is cool. Do they get uniforms? Do they have ranks? Do they go to conferences? $7.5 billion. $7.5 billion to create the Civilian Climate Corps, an organization which President Biden has placed at the top of his climate wish list, this article says, that would employ thousands of young people to carry out conservation and climate change-related projects on public lands. I mean, people, I agree. It's tree racism, Copper. You're going back to the tree equity. Now is it tree racism? What are you saying to me right now?
Oh, just remember when PETA came up with that list of words we're not allowed to use that perpetuate speciesism? Instead of chicken, we have to say coward. Instead of rat, snitch is acceptable. So I'm telling you, you know, tree equity, the next step is going to be they're going to try and tell us what words we can use when referring to said trees. Truth is stranger
than fiction.
You scare
me. You've even thrown up the little list for me to look at right now.
Yeah.
This is real. All right, we got to take a short break right now. When we come back, I'll leave the phone lines open, 866-494-9866. As we wrap up the day, if you want to get a call in at the last minute, I'll take it. 866-494-9866. Going to finish up a little bit about spending up in D.C. and the things they want to pack into that $3.5 trillion montage of madness. Coin that phrase today, the montage of madness. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio on WVNN. I'm going straight to the phones. I got a little bit of time left. Bob in Athens is holding on right now. Hey, Bob, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind, man?
Hi. I think I figured out tree equity.
Okay.
It's like white birches versus ebony.
Oh. You went straight to racism on this, Bob. But,
well, that's
but you know what
equity's all about.
It's equity. It's fair and equitable distribution of everything, isn't it, Bob? I tell you what. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you holding on through the break for that. That was good humor right there. We need that at the end of the day. Well, listen, folks, it has been a full day. And the funny thing about all this spending that we're talking about in the third part of our Triple Dipper for the day is this, that they're going to have to raise taxes. There's no way around it. They don't have any ability to do this without raising your taxes. The only way they can pay for this and still have the lie that it's going to cost zero, because it's not. There's no such thing as a net neutral on increased spending. Increased spending is not net neutral. All right. But what they're saying right now is that it's going to cost zero because they're going to have a way to pay for it. It's already paid for. But they're already pushing back. And people are saying, businesses are saying, wait a minute, you're going to do what? You're going to charge us? You're going to tax us more? You're going to come at us for saying barely, you can't pay for things on your own right now. You're going to raise the debt ceiling. But, oh, by the way, you're going to tax us more? Well, the interesting thing is, closing out with this, Jen Psaki stepped in it again when yesterday she was up there talking about economic realities under the Biden spending plan. And she said, there are some who argue that in the past, companies have had to pass these costs on to the consumers. And we feel that's unfair and absurd, and the American people will not stand for that. Well, where do they think the money comes from, Jan? I mean, I'm just saying. Folks, they don't even know how to spend money within reason. But they are the nanny state. Interesting stuff. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. We will be back tomorrow, 2 to 5 p.m. It has been good doings today. We'll have a triple dipper for you tomorrow and all kinds of stuff in the news that we will outline for you in a way that educates, empowers, enlightens, and entertains. We got the best audience in the world, a bunch of Right Side ruffians. I love you, and we will see you tomorrow on Right Side Radio. Have a great night.